This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The WBEN All Local. All Local. A daily look at what's happening in Buffalo, Western New York, and the world.
I'm Susan Rose.
I'm Brian Mazurowski.
All right. It was a big day, and in Buffalo, crowds wowed by totality, even on an overcast day. We have more on this from WBEN's Brayton Wilson.
Just before total darkness descended upon the city of Buffalo for Monday's total solar eclipse, there was a brief moment where the clouds above started to break enough for people in attendance at Salem Field to get one final glimpse of the moon covering the sun along the path of totality before the cloud cover drowned out the sun for the entire 3 minutes and 45 seconds of total darkness. Despite the cloud cover, those in attendance, like Bruce from West Seneca, couldn't believe what they had just seen.
It was absolutely cool. It peeked in and out, and if you look back, there's nothing. So it decided to do its peak at the peak time. Everybody that was wherever they were will always say 10 years from now, 20 years, or how many years from now, say, I was at. And so I will say I was at the ballpark that day.
For Samantha from Colorado Springs, Colorado, this is the second chance she's had to view a total solar eclipse since the 2017 eclipse. Her trip to Western New York this time around was special for more than one reason. She was also in town with her husband, Seth, to celebrate their anniversary.
I'm slightly bummed that we didn't get to see it in totality, but it's still incredible. I mean, it's an incredible experience. Even just the shift to dark so suddenly and then light in the middle of the day, it's incredible. Even just the feel.
Monday's event in Salem Field saw four NASA scientists on hand to help educate the public on all things that should be known about the eclipse, space, and also the moon. Angela Stickle was one of those scientists who also works at the Applied Physics Laboratory at Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore. She says the experience of Western and Central New York over the past few days was one she was super appreciative of.
The people were just super excited. They were super friendly. It's been really nice to just have this experience. I think when you see things like this, sharing it with other people makes it so much better, and so people were just so welcoming and excited to hear us talk about space and NASA, and so I'm just really glad that we could come and support this.
More from Monday's total solar eclipse is available for you online. Brayton Wilson, WBEN.com News. Now,
Nora O'Donnell was at Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
In some parts of the country, the forecast called for clouds, but then the cosmic clearing.
Oh my goodness! The clouds parted! The clouds parted!
I cannot believe we're seeing this right now. It has been cloud cover all day. How lucky are we?
At 30,000 feet, eclipse viewing soared to new heights aboard special Delta Airlines flights from Dallas and Austin.
It was really cool being in complete daylight, and then all of a sudden it started to dim and got pitch black, and it felt like night.
Wow, pretty cool stuff. Oh. Now, all right, the big question. How was it?
I thought it was great. I totally loved it.
I'm a little disappointed because I was, listening to WBEN. You heard right there, this person who saw it in Indianapolis Motor Speedway. You heard a couple people who were really wowed in some of the pictures from Buffalo where, you could have shifted, 10 feet and gotten a different view, seems like.
Right.
I mean, you have people in Kenmore who's, I'm looking at some of these pictures and I didn't think I was that far from Kenmore. It's a perfect picture of the total eclipse, and then other people didn't see anything at all.
I know.
And then I'm listening to these people who are breaking down to tears. They're hysterical after seeing the eclipse. And I didn't feel hysterical after seeing the eclipse, but it was very impressive.
I have to tell you, after seeing it, I can see why people go and chase it.
Me
too. It was just to be able to see the rings around when the...
Yeah.
It was a real sight.
Did you see the diamond ring?
Yeah, I mean,
that was so cool, I thought.
The best
you guys
part,
saw that?
Yeah.
The best part, having the glasses off during totality.
Oh, I thought the glasses were a joke.
But as I told Bowerly yesterday, I mean, if the clouds hadn't parted in Clarence at 3:19, whatever they did during totality, what I got to see at 60%, I thought was really cool.
Yeah.
I thought that was awesome with the glasses
it
on.
To me, it was magical, the way the clouds parted right at the perfect time.
Right as you think you're running out of time.
Yeah.
And the clouds parted to see it.
The darkness, I mean, it got pitch black.
Yeah, it did. So quickly, too.
It did not get pitch black by up in North Tonawanda.
And you guys really got really lost out.
I don't know if it was just because of the cloud cover or whatever.
Street lights, maybe?
Even that, though, I mean, it's, much darker as I walked out the door this morning than it was sunset type darkness. I mean, obviously dark, but it was not anywhere near the pitch black. And I'm wondering if that's because in Buffalo, well, neither of you were in Buffalo. I was going to say Buffalo's right on the center line in the path, and we were just a tad off of it, but still. Hmm.
But I got to say, when it got pitch black, when it was at totality, automatic lights are coming on, right? Did you notice that? Well, you were
not
at Knox
me.
Farms. But
it was really dark where I was.
But you noticed every house, one by one, the automatic lights were popping on as it got to full totality. It was a really, it was really neat experience.
It was such a memorable thing.
Yeah, it really was.
Well, yeah, I would hope so. That's
any skunks?
No,
you were worried about the skunks.
Well, this is the thing. Everyone's talking about nocturnal life coming out and whatever. I'm like, it was a little dark for 4 minutes. Were we expecting all the animals to wake up? No, there was nothing like that. And there was,
it was very cool, yeah.
But I think, just like the roads, overblown on some of the impact it would have with a lot of the other things. None of the critters that I see driving to work in the morning were out.
But I noticed deer at a place they're not usually this morning. I wonder if that was eclipse related.
No one ever sees that, Joe.
I meant to listen for the birds or crickets during that time, but it was too exciting. I forgot about it.
I told myself I was going to listen for the still, listen for.
Yeah.
But once we were in it and the clouds broke, I was like.
And the crowds were cheering.
Yeah.
So you couldn't really.
I was just listening for the birds, and then I heard the fireworks. kind of probably scared them all off, if I had to guess.
Hey, well, I was going to say, before you throw your eclipse glasses out, did you do that yet?
Oh, yeah. They're all in the trash.
Well, there
they were
are
in the
places,
trash before the eclipse ended.
There are places that are recycling them. The Erie County Library, for one, will be collecting them, giving them to UB, which will send them to Astronomers Without Borders, an organization that preserves them for future eclipses. The Erie County Library handed out more than 150,000 pair of glasses.
I don't think they'd want mine chewed on by a 4-year-old. The ups, downs, and confusion continuing for people in New York's marijuana industry. Here's WBEN's Tom Puckett.
New York's cannabis industry was briefly upended Thursday by a court ruling that appeared to strike down all regulations governing recreational marijuana in New York. That ruling was amended to reflect a much narrower decision, says Elise Bergio of Colligan Law.
The judge, this is an Article 78 proceeding, voided the third-party marketing ban, the pricing ban, and pretty much any of the third-party order bans that the regulations currently state for New York regulations.
What does this mean?
It would allow, more recognition, I would say, on certain products, that are going to get reviewed at all different types of dispensaries. It would show where the products are listed at dispensaries, you know, whether or not it's been received well. So, I think it is a very, it's restrictive language. So it would be good to see how the third parties handle this moving forward.
Bergio does not think this ruling will affect dispensaries.
All these dispensaries don't hold the same product, right? And so it's nice to have a third party because the third party can let a consumer know which dispensaries are carrying which product. Now, the third parties themselves can't administer or distribute any of the cannabis, right? It's more so for the benefit of the dispensaries to be able to market through that platform.
Hear the full conversation online. Tom Puckett, WBEN.com News.
The exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast calls for sunshine mixing in with clouds this afternoon, unseasonably warm with highs in the mid-70s and a light southwest wind. Clouds increase tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing. It'll be mild with overnight lows close to 50. Sunshine mixing in with clouds tomorrow, a few showers developing later on with highs in the low 60s. Showers and thunderstorms developing for Thursday, breezy and warm with highs close to 70. With the exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast, I'm meteorologist Mary Beth Roble.
Niagara Falls Mayor Rob Rist.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop.
Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Dino is with us on the WBEN Trocare College Liveline this morning. The eclipse has come and gone. Mayor, tell us about your experience in the falls yesterday.
Good morning. Well, obviously, we didn't get what one might call the money shot with the cloud cover. I think people who had gathered, and we had quite a crowd, I think those who gathered still enjoyed. We were able to get some partial viewing of it through cloud breaks. But then I think the one thing that really impressed everyone who was there was when the totality happened, even behind the clouds, everything turning dark. It was dark as night. I think that was also an impressive viewing for everyone.
I mean, really, in seeing some of the videos, how dark it got. I don't think it even got that dark by me in North Tonawanda, and you're not that far away, and really a totally different view depending on where you were. We saw people lining up, you know, it was about this time yesterday, getting their spots ready with their lawn chairs, whether it's around Goat Island area or right at the brink of where you can go at the state park to overlook the falls and then see the eclipse. The crowd, in its entirety, though, did it match what you expected? Because looking at some of the images, I'm thinking, I don't know, I expected to see way more people judging by what we were talking about over the last few months.
No, I think you're absolutely right. I think what happened, obviously, as the weather, people were watching the weather forecasts, and I think there was actually some social media chatter about moving to different locations. So I think some of the people who may have been coming to our area, you know, took a little ride, you know, a few miles either southwest of us or east of us, where the weather wouldn't have had that kind of cloud cover. And so we did probably see a shift of some of the folks that we were expecting to come in. But what was interesting is as you're down there by the falls, whenever there was a little glimpse, people looking through their solar glasses, you hear cheers from both sides of the river as they were able to see these things. So it was an incredible afternoon.
Mayor, is there any estimate of the crowd yesterday at around 3 o'clock?
I don't have it yet. I think that, I think that later today I'll probably have a better picture of just what it was. But I would say this to you. It was an above average, customary summer weekend. There were more than what we would ordinarily see, and certainly more for what we would see in an early April weekend, but not what had been anticipated had the sky on Monday been like the sky on Sunday. I think you would have seen the numbers that we were talking about.
Well, even with that above average weekend, you know, I would think Niagara Falls is one of those places that many people would have chosen to make a weekend out of it instead of just zooming in for the day or for an hour or two around totality. Did you see the impact maybe around the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, an uptick in business?
Absolutely. We started to see traffic increase as early as Wednesday evening and then through Thursday and Friday. By the time Friday came, hotel parking lots were filled. People were milling all about the downtown. So there was an uptick in business traffic. You know, we're grateful and happy for that. One thing, too, that I really want to say is that even though the crowd did not come as anticipated, still the cooperation by various levels of law enforcement from our federal friends all the way through state, county, and our local police and fire, all of the departments, and then our tourism agencies and businesses, their cooperation, everybody checked their egos at the door. That's what made it safe, fun, and relaxing for everyone.
How does the city look this morning? Is cleanup an issue at all?
They have been working since, I'd say since just after 7 yesterday evening to sort of start picking up in areas where they could, and they'll work through the rest of today. You know, regardless of whether it was the masses that were anticipated or they had above average weekend, we know there's going to be some cleanup, and so they're out there early this morning getting at it.
Yeah, working at it and doing all those things. But did it tell you anything about the city? You know, the preparation you were able to do, the crowds that you did have, even though they weren't quite as big as what you expected, about either how to handle these events or maybe give any ideas for big events or other things to bring people to Niagara Falls in the near future?
That's a great question. As a matter of fact, yes. What we had done is some of our tourist agencies and businesses, based on the plan that we put in place for this particular event, they were suggesting that this might have been a template for when we have to deal with other large weekend events, and they come throughout the season, right? So what we're going to probably do is what would be, I think, most beneficial is sort of break down what happened, what worked, what might need to change, and then sort of carry those things over as we get into the season.
Do you remember the Willenda Walk, Mayor? Were you around Niagara Falls at the time? Does this compare in any way, or how does it compare to that?
I would say that simply because the Willenda Walk was in one spot, it would be difficult to compare the two because you only had two choices when Nick walked across the falls. You either had to be down there or you had to be in front of your television. Here, you could have been anywhere spread out all throughout the city of Niagara Falls, all the way up the state park trails heading north along the lower river. So it would be difficult to compare them. But I will tell you, in terms of the foot traffic that was down there from Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it certainly had that feel.
I'm glad everything went as smooth as it possibly could. And it was, you know, even with the clouds, it was a great event across Western New York. Rob Restaino is mayor of Niagara Falls. Rob, thanks so much for taking the time out this morning.
That's the WBEN All Local. All new episodes are made available each weekday morning, produced by the award-winning WBEN Newsroom.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.